Now, before we get into Nintendo, basically patenting the ability to use buttons while playing a video game. I mean, filing for a patent related to summoning slash battling mechanics. We have to get into the update on Nintendo versus Power World.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Because it's a sad day in history, as I have to give you an update. Obviously, there's no conclusion as of yet. But with the lawsuit ongoing, I wanted to give you the up-to-date details about the lawsuit currently. So Nintendo and the Pokemon Company filed a lawsuit in September of 2024 against Pocket Pair.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
The maker of Power World accused in the game of infringing on patents related to Pokemon mechanics.
Shepard.
Such as capturing creatures.
Shepard.
And smooth switching of riding objects.
Shepard. Just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Well, let me tell you what's going on. During the ongoing legal battle, Nintendo surprisingly altered the language of one of its patents. Hold on now. Adding vague and complex wording potentially to complicate the lawsuit and avoid claims of invalidity.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
The state of gaming is very reminiscent of the state of hip-hop, and I ain't even going to tell you why. Actually, I will. As far as Size 7 and the lawsuits that he's currently under, one could compare that whole situation. Obviously, there's less dollars involved as far as Nintendo and Power World. But as far as the action of suing your opponent, safe to say hip-hop and gaming, y'all got that in common. You know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
So when it comes to Nintendo suing Power World, it's very interesting as Pocket Pair responded by modifying Power World's gameplay, removing and changing contested features, but they denied infringement and argued that the patents are invalid.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And then finally, to summarize this before we get into the up-to-date story, Nintendo also obtained new patents in 2025 covering mechanics like summoning creatures to a fight, escalating the case, and essentially that's what brings us into today's subject, which is Nintendo currently having both patents granted as far as smooth switching of riding objects and summoning of battling mechanic. Now, when it comes to that, that means that the lawsuit that's ongoing with Power World is very much escalating because Power World is going towards a 1.0 release, meaning it's not even out yet, technically. I mean, it's out, but technically they're saying it's in early, it's in pre-access, early access, something like that. They're basically saying the game's not out. It's the same thing as like, what was it called? The Multiverses with Superman, Batman, Bugs Bunny. Same situation. The game's technically out, but it's not out. Make that make sense. But anyways, when it comes to Nintendo being granted for both patents, safe to say that their lawsuit towards Power World is going to be in their favor. And Nintendo is ultimately going to win the lawsuit. And Power World is basically going to lose its way of earning a living.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So, as far as the dollar amount, I don't know if it's actually been cited. Oh, it has. Okay. So, the lawsuit, what in the world? Ain't no way that Nintendo is suing for $65,000. Now, what in the... Now, obviously, for the average human on planet Earth, $65,000 is a lot of money. But, ladies and gentlemen, let's just go to Nintendo. Let's just say net worth, right? Nintendo, as of right now, is worth... Is that right? $101 billion. And safe to say, $65,000 off of a lawsuit win is very petty. What say you?
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
The way that Nintendo's going at Power World right now is very reminiscent of hip-hop, but it's very unfortunate in the same light, because why are you doing this to Power Girl? What did Power Girl do to you? I feel like Tyrese, when I was covering the future updates for the company of Power World, when I was, you know, shameless plug, when I was reacting to Power, if you just type in Power World Analytic Dreams with a Z, my reaction to the updates for the company, it was very indicative of what we're talking about now, because of course I feel like they're going through the Tyrese meme. They're looking at Nintendo saying, what more do you want from me? Because what in the world does Nintendo want from Power World other than to shame them?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
For, you know, may or may not drawing heavy inspiration from the game. Because $65,000 measly dollars, right? $65,000 is very minuscule to having $101 billion market cap. Now, maybe they see Power World as a threat. I'll understand that. But at the end of the day, Nintendo really is just going at them for no reason, it seems like. And for them to come out with Pokopia, which I also had a reaction to, another shameless plug, just type in Pokopia, Analytic Dreams with a Z. Essentially, when I was covering that or reacting to that video, it was very apparent to me that they was ripping off, I might add, Animal Crossing and Minecraft. So now you're ripping off other games, but you're still suing Pocket Pair, the creators of Power World. And then now with your grants, as far as your patents for summoning and battling and smooth switching of riding objects, very vague, I might add. That's why I started this off basically saying that Nintendo's patenting the right to use buttons playing the video game, because this is insanity. Like I said, when I was breaking down the Nintendo and Power World lawsuit, it seems like a lot of this jargon is very vague. And interestingly enough, it really complicates the lawsuit as far as them winning it. But now with the patents being granted, that's the main thing I wanted to get across in this segment, because that's basically showcasing and giving and foreshadowing what's going to happen in the future. Because now that those patents was granted, I think Power World is going to unequivocally lose in the courtroom via the lawsuit. So it's strengthening Nintendo's case. It's potentially threatening any type of innovation when it comes to the monster taming and the summoning style of game, right? It's indicative of when, I forgot what company did it, but it was the Nemesis system. I forget exactly who made it. The Nemesis system was in Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War, but it was patented, so nobody could use that system again, right? I forget who made the Nemesis system. Obviously, it was in the Shadow of Mordor game, but I forget who, who made it. The Nemesis system was made by Monolith. Okay, so when it was patented, safe to say, the innovation just stopped right there, because of course nobody wants to be sued like we're seeing with Power World right now because of them using what could be considered a Nemesis system. So now any type of monster taming and summoning style of game is going to be looked under a Pokemon clone, and we already seen what happened to Power World. So a very sad day in history, as Nintendo, I think, is stopping creativity, because of course, even though Power World had a lot of heavy inspiration off of Pokemon, I still believe it had enough as far as unique factors to be its own game. It's almost as if H1Z1 patented the right to have a bunch of people go on the map and loot to shoot it out to see who could come out on top, King of the Hill fashion, right? Then we would have never got a Fortnite. We would have never had a PUBG. We would have never had a PUBG, we never had a Fortnite, we would have never had a Warzone, Apex Legends, because H1Z1 would have had the right to Battle Royales. Now, that's just a vague comparison. The reason why I'm using it for this is because the vagueness of summoning a creature and using creatures as flight as far as transversal. Literally, it says, quote, summoning and battling mechanic. Quote, smooth switching of riding objects. I don't know about y'all, but it seems very vague, right? And now that they was granted access to both of those patents, it's just getting spooky in the gaming industry, because who in the world wants to make a monster summoning type of game when these type of vague patents are made by Nintendo? So very interesting. That's why I compare it to the Battle Royale, the evolution of it, and put it in that light, because when you stagger innovation, that means you can't go from an H1Z1 to a Fortnite. That means you can't go from a Fortnite. I mean, it's nothing as popular as Fortnite, but you can't go from Fortnite to a Apex Legends, like something that's a battle royale, but very different from Fortnite, right? So I think it's staggering innovation, and ultimately it's one of the craziest developments in the gaming industry, especially for indie devs. So that being said, mainly I just want to let y'all know that Nintendo is the bad guy in that situation. And at the end of the day, will they end up patenting using buttons to play video games next? So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias what you think about Nintendo having both patents granted, and what do you think this means for the innovation in the monster taming and summoning style of games?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.